Professor Anthony Elliott, the suggestion is professionals have replaced celebrities as the group turning to cosmetic surgery to reinvent their appearance. Is that the case?
I think there's evidence to indicate that there's a strong trend that way. Look, I guess the big set of changes that I think are taking place in these early days of the 21st century is it's not just that people are prepared to undergo changes to their appearance and their bodies, it's the extent and the extreme. I mean, we now live in an age in which everything from Botox injections through to collagen fillers, breast implants, face lifts, and so on and so forth, these are the kind of remodelings that are being undertaken, not only in the workplace, but certainly, interestingly, are undertaken in workplace environments in order to obtain a career edge.
Anthony, you've interviewed people who decided to have cosmetic surgery to keep up in the workplace. Can you give us some examples of the sorts of stories you've heard about why they elected to do that, why they specifically are having cosmetic surgery for work?
The stories that I recount in my book, Making the Cut, are basically narratives from contemporary women and men that have undergone the surgeon's knife for a huge variety of reasons. I mean, sometimes it is picking up on a particular sense of company direction or mantra as to age and appearance being and youth and vitality being central. Sometimes it might be a matter of a conflict with someone at work that's younger and it's felt that this is a way to obtain a particular edge.
Mm.
So there's a range of, I guess, different stories involved in why people are considering the surgery options.
What sorts of extremes are they going to? Or is it a little bit of a nip and tuck here or a little bit of Botox to smooth things out a bit?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think one of the things that in terms of, we often associate particularly something which many people regard as extreme, although obviously now in our own time cosmetic surgery is becoming increasingly more mainstream, but we associate it with trying to create a more youthful or a kind of standout look, to really be very beautiful and to be exceptional. What most people have been telling me in interview is that they've undertaken a surgical procedure, in fact, to go unnoticed.
Oh.
What they're trying to do is not stand out for looking older, not stand out for... I mean, if you take particularly people, say, in the new economy, by which I mean those working in finance, high-tech, and related service industries, you know, people that in their early 30s, mid-30s, could be at the high point of their career. By the time you get to 50, you know, you're feeling very old, or at least you can be presented as being pretty old by your competitors. So one of the things that I guess cosmetic surgery offers is not just a rewind, but a chance to camouflage, to hide away from these social markers that are increasingly, you know, in an age of contract-only labour, seen to disqualify people from the workplace.
Well, that's key to you. You believe that the boom in cosmetic surgery is... in fact, related to job insecurity, to the increasing short-term contracts, casualisation of the workforce and the like. Do you know this for sure?
Look, I think absolutely. There's a huge amount of both scholarly evidence, but also as a result of, in terms of my research, which was a five-year study of contemporary women and men actually on both sides of the Atlantic, which indicated, I think, fairly conclusively that there's this acute job insecurity. I mean, the twin forces, I think, of the communications revolution and the advent of the global electronic economy means that we no longer live in a world where people have jobs for life. I mean, this is increasingly now a world of contract labour, of episodic labour, of team projects, of people moving from project to project, and consequently it's produced huge uncertainty in people's emotional lives and huge uncertainty in terms of the way in which people think about their actual work. And consequently, rightly or wrongly, I think many people are now deciding that a freshly purchased facelift or some suctioning of fat through liposuction could be the best route to maintain or enhance your career prospects.
Yes, you've wondered, perhaps tongue-in-cheek, and these are your words, it's better to promote your own assets than rely on your track record, since the latter is already yesterday's news. What a kind of cynical take on the contemporary workplace.
It may seem cynical. I guess the point is that resumes and CVs, I mean, anything that documents past achievements, because of the drastic speeding up of our economy, you know, in terms of just-in-time deliveries and global offshoring and outsourcing and so on and so forth, means that, you know, people, I think, are less and less judged on their records, their achievements of yesteryear. What now matters, particularly in the new economy for large-scale corporations and companies, is employees being able to demonstrate their adaptability, their flexibility for change. And one way you can demonstrate that to colleagues and to employers, of course, is through personal makeover.